We were on our way to be here at 10 o'clock this morning because I like to get here earlier and just get, myself settled in. And our GPS took us downtown, Toronto. Now, the thing about that is there's a bike race or something going on the Gardiner. And so it took us down on Lakeshore and through the maze of all the under, it was terrible. I have to go now get my my car realigned because the bumps and everything. But we made it. I sent Mitch, or my wife sent Mitch a text and saying we're going to be here by 10:30. We get here at 10:35. So I'm sorry, I lied to you. But we're so glad to be with you. How many remember me being with you before? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just teasing. It's always a delight to be with you. Thank you so much for the invitation again. I want to share with you a few things before we actually get into God's Word. But please turn with me to Romans chapter 12. We'll be in this passage for a little bit and go into others as well. Pastor Mitch shared with you that my wife and I, Bonnie, had founded the ministry called Agora Network Ministries. Agora in the ancient Greek days were places where people gathered. They were called the assembly of the people. So people came to the agoras or the agoras in Greece and Rome many years ago, and they did business there. They did church there. They had religious services. They had the marketplace. They did all kinds of stuff inside the agoras. And so when we were unpacking this ministry and what it would look like, our target, if you don't mind me using that word, the people that we wanted to reach were the people of God, the church of Jesus Christ. And so that means you and me and the local church. So that's right. Our ministry is to provide resources and supports to empower, to coach, train people in mental health issues and services. So we're here to talk to you afterwards if you want to talk to us about maybe how you're feeling, because it's important that we do understand that mental health is a real issue. And so many people in the churches are silent because of the stigma attached to it. The stigma means a mark of disgrace. And so many people are ashamed. They feel guilty. They feel that God is not pleased with them because of this mental health struggle that maybe you have. So what I'm saying is don't hide. Don't try to do this on your own. If you're struggling and you need help, please reach out to Pastor, myself, or anybody in the leadership here, or a friend, or see your local doctor. And so Agora continues to grow, and you can go on our website and see all the different things. We're excited about two things in these days. Number one, and starting in August, we have a phone support line that will be available to anybody in this congregation or anybody in the faith community. If you're struggling and you need prayer, or you need some direction for how to get help yourself, you can call our support line. Is the Agora Christian Support Line, or Excel, A-C-S-L. 905-385-2275. And you can call that number and you will get someone on the other line that will help you and listen to you, pray with you, and direct you. So we're really excited about this ministry initiatives. Will you do something with me, for me? Will you smile at me? You look like you're mad at me or something. Are you mad? Okay, thank you. The other one is we're going through a 3 to 5 year strategy plan. And part of that is to how do we go forward? How do we build more resources? So we have courses, we have seminars and workshops that we do. But what we're looking at is to put on our website videos and courses that will be on demand, so you can, if you're looking for information about stress, you can go and on demand get a course or get and download that for yourself. So we're in the process of doing on demand videos as well. So we're excited about that. So if you're at the scripture, it's again a privilege to be able to share with you. I want to read for you just two little verses. And verse 1, are you there? Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Paul is saying to these Romans that are now believers in Jesus, he says this, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This, he says, is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Let's go back to verse 2. And you see it says this, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Everybody said that with me. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. One more time. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You know that your mind is one of the most important things in your Christian walk. Consider that today, your mind. I'm not talking about your brain. I'm talking about your mind. And the mind is certainly different from your brain. The brain that we have in this head, your head, responds to things. It responds to how I think about things. It responds to how I want to move my arms, my legs. It responds to how I want to even speak. Everything that I think about, my brain responds to. So your brain doesn't move your mind. Your mind moves your brain to respond. I know that's a little bit of biology today, but that's important to understand. So I share that with you because every one of you have a mind here. And your mind is either healthy or not healthy. Your mind is either in a negative pathway or your mind is in a positive pathway. So, what do you think about? What's the one thing that you think about the most? That question is important because what we think about the most really becomes the most important thing to us. If my position at my work is what I think about, I will do everything to target navigate to that. If money is the thing that I think about much, I think about all the time, then I will do everything to accumulate as much as I can. If God is what I think about the most, then I will move myself towards the things of God so I can be like Him, know Him, love Him, share Him. You understand what I say today? Your mind is the most important thing in your Christian walk. Because even though your mind is different than the other things in your life, it affects everything in your life. This is what I mean. How you think today is this on. Can you hear me? No? Yes? Am I on? Yeah, this mic is on. But this is not.
Maybe I didn't.
That's not good.
What's that? Yeah, no, I'm just a walker. You know that. I like to walk around and shake your hand and stuff like that. So anyway, we'll see. So your mind today is important because your mind is the portal to your soul. And what I mean by that, your soul, the last time I was here, I talked about how important your soul is. Your soul is who you are, your inner world, where you live. But your mind is the place that you think. And how you think will affect how you act. How you think will affect how you feel. Understand? So your mind is the portal to how you're going to be as a person. So if your mind is focused on things that are not good, then it's going to affect your soul, your inner world. If your mind is focused on things that are good and healthy and pure, then it's going to affect your soul, and your soul is going to be striving or growing in the things that are good, pure, and right. So I bring this message to you today because I think in the Christian world, many times when we struggle with mental health, it's how we're thinking. And sometimes, a lot of times, we have to identify what we're thinking, why we're thinking that, and can I change the way I think? That's important for you. How do we change the way I think? So the scriptures are very critical. If you're going to have a healthy mind today, as a believer in Jesus, how many want to have a healthy mind? I hope you all do. But if your mind, if your thinking is intrusive and there's past, you're thinking about stuff in the past, it's going to cause you to feel more depressed and low and sad. Because many times when we think about the past, we think about things that have done, that were done to us, that were bad, that hurt us. And so many times when we think about the past, we think about the abuses, the trauma, and all of those things that we, and that will cause us to sometimes get into a very low state and depressed. Now, if we think about the future too much, it can cause anxiety. And so many of us, we think about our future, we think about our income, our jobs, our kids, what's going to happen, and that can cause a lot of anxiety. So that's why it's so important for us to know what it means to renew our minds. Because really, our minds have to be stayed on and fixed on the present and on Jesus himself. And so again, when we come to Romans chapter 12, we see that there are so many different principles here that we need to understand. You're a body, soul, and spirit. And your mind can affect your body. Your mind can affect your spirit. And your mind can affect your soul. It affects everything about you. How do we have a healthy mind? Well, number one, we'll come back to Romans 12, but I want you to come to with me to 1 Peter, please, chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Because there we learn a lot about how we should be as believers. It says in chapter 5, verse 8, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him." Have you ever done that? Well, we need to do that. We need to be able to cast. That means throw. That means what we're thinking about that is causing us anxieties, we need a place before him. Cast all your anxieties, your anxiety on him, because he cares for us. See, one of the things that you and I need to realize that when we know that people care for us and love us and are for us, the anxieties that we feel about life and whatever, if I know I have someone that I can trust and that cares for me, it's easier for me to cast my cares. Not just on God, but I can cast my anxieties on other people that I trust and that care for me. That's why I said to you today, if you're struggling, don't struggle alone. That was me. I struggled alone for many, many decades. And the struggle can be very debilitating. And so verse 9 says this, verse 8, it says this, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." So if I'm going to have a healthy mind, I really need to be able to cast my cares, my anxieties on God and on other people. But it says this in verse 8, be self-controlled and alert. Why is that so important for us as believers? It's important because we have an enemy called the devil and his legions that want to destroy your mind, that want to take your mind in places that it shouldn't be. I will follow up with that in just a moment. But when the enemy gets a foothold into our minds, he can create doubt. He can create fear. He can create lack of self-worth. The enemy wants to destroy you. Do you realize that today? So it's important for you, if you're going to have a healthy mind, that you learn that number one, self-control. And by the way, one of the fruit of the Spirit is what? Self-control. So we can't do this alone. Self-control is so important, but many times I'm not self-controlled on my own. I need the power of the Holy Spirit to help me stay self-controlled and alert. Look at chapter 4, verse 7. This verse also is a great verse. The end of all things is near. Therefore, in light of that, he says, be clear-minded. He says, be sober and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Hey, when your mind is controlled by the Spirit of God, when your mind is sober, clear-minded, and alert, number one, you'll be able to cast your cares and your anxieties on God and share them with others. You will also be able to resist the enemy and his attacks on your mind. And also, you'll be able to pray properly, and you will be able to love deeply those that are hurt and in sin, because love covers a multitude of what? Of sin. If your mind is not healthy, you will not see people as Jesus sees them. You will not love people as Jesus loved people. You will not pray for people as God wants us to pray for people. It's important, and here's the first point. If you're going to have a healthy mind, you have to guard your mind. Guard it. Just like the Roman soldiers and the garrisons around the fortresses, you have to guard with shield and sword. The shield of faith. Guard your mind. But here's another thing. Are you still tracking with me? Thank you. Some are going. Number two. If you're going to have a healthy mind as a believer, go to Colossians chapter 2. These are verses that you know. But these are verses that are so important in these days. Because you and I know that there's so much coming at us. As a believer, I feel that the enemy knows their time is limited. And it says this in chapter 3. I'm sorry, Colossians chapter 3. What's the second thing? Here's the verses. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. What a great truth. No longer are you dead in your sins. No longer are you under the wrath of God. No longer are you doomed, as Ephesians chapter 2 tells us. But it says, since then, you have been raised with Christ, alive with him. He says, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your heart. What's your heart? The place of your affections. The place where you feel. The place where you feel good or bad. But he says this. Hey, Christian, if you want to have a healthy mind and be like Jesus, then you have to set your heart. You have to focus, fix your mind on things, your heart on things above. The question that we have to ask ourselves, do I think about things above? What do I set my heart, my affections on? Sometimes there are things that might seem good, but that can take you away from things, the things of God. I'll give you just a practical illustration. I love hockey. How many here love the Toronto Maple Leafs? Not too many. Oh! Now I see more hands. You're going like this. Okay, so, you know, I love the Toronto Maple Leafs, but they're out again. But I love hockey so much that I keep watching it. And I can watch it so much that I get over consumed by it. I can watch it so much that I give up other things to watch the games. And so I fix my attention, my heart, on things that are okay, they're good, but it's drawing me away from things that might be better for me. So set your mind, your heart on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And then look at verse 2. He goes deeper. He says, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. Your mind, the place where you think. You don't have to raise your hand today, but how many times this week did you open the Word of God and just allow the Spirit to fill your mind with His Word? That's a good question. Good. That's a great question. Because it really will help you understand where your heart is as well. Set your mind, the place where you think, on things above, not on earthly things. Listen, one of the schemes of the enemy right now is to get us so consumed with things that are here and now. As a believer, you're here and now. You're a pilgrim going through. You're just a traveler going through this earth. And our home is not here. Our home is with Jesus. And so it's important for us not to get consumed with earthly things, but with things that are heavenly, things that are above. So here's the second thing to have a healthy mind. Set your mind. I used to like to run. I'm now almost 60 years old. I know, I don't look it, but I feel it. We had five of our grandkids over yesterday from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock last night. My wife is the main person that they go to, and she looks after them. But I was free yesterday, so I volunteered my time to be with the grandkids. And so my wife is saying, we're going to do this and this and this and this and this. And I said, oh, okay. And one of those was to play baseball. I haven't played baseball for years. And so anyway, we were playing. We went to the park, and four of the grandkids and I were throwing the ball, hitting the ball, running. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I couldn't keep up. You know, we have a little 4-year-old, and said, Ollie, you run for the ball and just throw it to me. And he would. He had a good arm. But here's my point. I was a great runner at one time. And when I ran, you know, the thing that said, get ready, get set, go. So the same idea here. Ready? Yeah. Get set. And waiting for that gun or that whistle. Go! And so when we think about having our minds and our hearts set, we have to realize that we have to be prepared and ready. It has to be fixed. Many times we just do life by way of how it comes to us. We just respond to life. We have no real plan. We have no real agenda. So I think we have to really understand that, you know, if we just go through life in a kind of, you know, I'm going to do that. Maybe I'll do this, or I don't know what I'm going to do. Or we have to set. We have to be ready. We have to plan. And when it comes to our minds and our flesh in our hearts. We have to plan and set them to protect them. So, are you protecting, guarding your mind? What is your mind, your thoughts fixed on? Now, let's go back to the main scripture. Give me 5 more minutes, okay? Are you still awake? Okay, good. Take 7? I take 6.5. Yeah, we'll cut it there. Therefore, I urge you. Have you ever been urged? Urge is a strong word. It's like, I beg you. Paul is saying something very important here. He's saying, I beg you to listen to me, to do something. Brothers and sisters, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, as your spiritual act of worship. The body that you have is not yours. Your body belongs to God. It's the temple of the Spirit of God, your body. And Paul is saying, I'm urging you to take care of this vessel that has a brain that responds to a mind, which also affects your soul, which affects your relationship with God in spirit. I urge you to present your bodies pleasing to God as a spiritual work, act of worship. Have you put your body on the altar? I'm going to use my body, Jesus, for your kingdom. But look at verse 2. This is what I really want to nail down. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. You know what the word conform means? Trying to fit into a mold that you don't belong into. And we try to conform to the world by having our minds maybe enlightened in the new things of the day. Well, I'm here to tell you that the old things of the day are still relevant. The Word of God is still relevant to us today. And so we have to not conform to the new ways that maybe are chasing, you know, our convictions and our minds on the things that are true from the Word of God. Do not conform. But, you like the buts of the Bible? I like to say that. This is a big but. But is a contrast word. But be transformed. What, you know what that word means? Changed. Be changed, but be changed by the renewing of your mind. You see, if my mind is not healthy, it can't get healthy. But it takes work. Renew has the idea of making new again. Many of us get caught up in not forgiving ourselves when God has forgiven our past. Many of us get caught up in the past traumas and abuses of our lives when Jesus is saying, I want to heal you of those things. Our minds can be renewed, changed. And then you will be able to test, discern, approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Hey, Christian, I want you to listen, please. Your mind is so important to everything that you do today. If your mind is not healthy, if you have dark thoughts, intrusive thoughts, if your mind is going down a road in the past that brings you sadness, brings you hurt, brings you depression, you need to speak to someone. If your mind is going too far in the future and you're getting overwhelmed and overstimulated and you're causing you much anxiety, you need to talk to someone. You need to talk to God first. But our ministry is developed to help you change the way you think. Because how you think would determine how you feel, and how you feel would determine how you're going to respond. That's what the Bible teaches. So today, if you need to speak to someone, please do so. But God wants you to have a mind that's renewed by His Spirit and renewed in every way possible. And it can be. The choice is up to you. Father God, as we close the word today, I pray that you will take your word and help us to understand that our minds are so important in our Christian life. As we think will really affect our souls, the real me. And I want the real me to be able to deal with the past and the future and stay grounded in the present with you. I pray that I will take steps today. These people of God would take steps today to be more like your Son, God, the Lord Jesus Christ. So remind us, convict us, show us, guide us, Holy Spirit, to be a people of God that are on the journey of healing and hope. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.